This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
The Bob and Tom Show presents the Bits and Pieces Podcast. This podcast is Chick McGee approved.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. And I'm going to take a page out of my Uncle Chick's book. And I'm having a beer. We're all having a beer. Bottoms up. Bottles up. We're drinking, baby. Jeff is filling in for Jess Alsman. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm great. I'm not drunk yet. But.
You're not drunk yet. That would be fun. That wasn't a beer. That was a LaCroix. I should be honest. That was a radio trick or a podcast trick, I guess you'd say.
And to be fair, I write a little sheet up for a little peek behind the curtain for Willie. And I put, instead of bottoms up, I put, it's bottles up.
Yeah. So I said bottoms up and then I read the sheet and I go, oh, bottles up. And I go, wait, what's the expression? They both make sense.
You literally questioned yourself because I'm an idiot.
Hey, man. No, here's the thing. And I said this before. I have no integrity. I will do whatever the room thinks is right. That's what I'm going to do.
Listen, I have a hard time not wanting to, because I write the commercials for the show, mm-hmm. and I want to do an Anchorman thing.
Right.
And slide something in that I know Chick will read.
Sure.
You know, just once.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid it might be my last day.
Oh, sure, yeah. The little prank.
Then just wait till the end.
Because he would do it.
Yeah, just wait till the end.
Oh, that's when you'll know it's the end.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're talking drinking bits. There's a million good Bob and Tom Show drinking bits. I'm looking at my sheet. I do not see Beer Run.
Ooh.
To me, that is the Bob and Tom Show. But it's not Bob and Tom. It's Todd Snyder.
It's
does
Todd
that.
Snyder, yeah.
It's almost too big for the podcast.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, I
it's
think
too
it
big.
Is. It is. It's or we're talking about Todd Snyder, not the one that Garth Brooks stole and made his own.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Garth Brooks totally ripped that song off of Todd Snyder.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't even know he had one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a huge hit. Yeah, he just... And I think Todd tells the story or told the story on another podcast or somewhere that I listened to. And he was just like, yeah, I was like, hey, man, I have a song similar, da, da, da. And he goes, Garth's like, cool.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Yeah, like, who cares?
Before we came on here, we were talking about someone who didn't look so good. But I saw a picture of Todd Snyder recently.
He looked great?
He looks fantastic.
Oh, I love to hear that.
He looks fantastic.
Love to hear it.
He's the greatest, and he's a great singer-songwriter. It's not just comedy stuff. It's not mm-hmm. just the funny stuff. Because Beer Run's so funny that you're like, oh, this guy must be a comedy songwriter.
Right.
But it's like Americana. It's
oh,
folk.
My gosh.
It's a
All
slice
of, his stuff's
of apple
awesome.
Pie with some...
Yeah.
Some
Speaking
American
of other
cheese.
Good drinking, Bob and Tom, comedy comedian. Yeah. I always think Pat Daly, too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, that's the go-to for me here.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to go out drinking with me? Yeah. Chick yeah. yelling, yeah, in the back of that bit makes me so, so, so happy.
Does it freak anybody out when you look over at our Pat Godwin and you're like, oh, that's not Pat Daly? Because it looks just like him.
Yeah, he's sort of grown into it. Who knows? Maybe he'll move to Put-in Bay, you know? Pat'll
maybe.
Be, Pat and Bay. That
yeah.
didn't really work, did it?
Who could he co-write with, like a famous author that we could pair him up with? Like it was Shel Silverstein and Pat Daly.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Shel Silverstein. I don't know. I guess Dr. Seuss. What are the other ones?
He's,
what are the,
he's
I
dead.
Think he's dead.
He's dead. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we're doing a... If it's Pat Godwin pairing up with a real author, I think we can bring someone back from the grave.
Yeah, that's true. That's how likely this is to happen.
Right.
Well... Oh, God, this is such a sad transition that I just thought of. What? You have something to say, Oskay?
No, we should have. Just know that Oskay's here in place of Alsman.
Right.
And it's not just because we're doing drinking stuff.
Right.
I just want that to be clear.
Right. Although, I don't know. I think me and Alsman are about equal when it comes to the drinking. I think she
really?
Can keep up with me. And
Yeah, she loves whiskey. She likes the good stuff, yeah.
I recall being at a football game nearby up north in God's country many years ago.
Many years.
And there were a lot of people from the building just happened to be there.
Right.
And I was up there with my buddy, you know, one of my best friends. And all of a sudden, a few girls come up the stairs, Alsman being one of them, and all of a sudden, they loved me.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was really awkward. Yes. Oh, Hoffs. And they pre-gamed. Because I think it was like the second quarter when they came in.
Oh, sure.
They were not there for the game.
This is not good. No, yeah. these are my friends.
Sure.
Yeah, these are my friends.
I'm going to the race this weekend, and I am going to take an Uber because I'm going to be partaking in some race day activities. And so when you're saying, like, they're pre-gaming, they must have started early. I'm going to be starting, like, 6, 7 a.m. I'm going to be having some lot beers.
I have a feeling your pre-game might start tomorrow after the show.
I honestly had a rough morning in between the show and the podcast. I almost started pre-gaming in the last hour. I was like, is it weird to ask for beer at IHOP?
Now, it's probably been 20 years. I go to the race with my best friend, and we wanted to mix it up. And I know people have done this now. This isn't anything unique or original, but back then it was. We didn't have room in our cooler for a box of wine.
Okay.
So we opened the box, took the bladder out, and then laid it in the top of the cooler. And then pulled the bladder out. We're filling up wine. Everyone around us, what do you got there? Oh, you guys are drinking Miller High Life. We got the wine. Oh, we were everyone's friend.
Yeah. Oh, and they yes.
Just yeah. Passing the bag down the line, people doing wine shots out of the bag. It was fantastic.
I have slapped many a bag in my day.
Really?
Slapping the bag. That's what we called it in college. It was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Slapping the bag.
I had a big thing with boxed wine. There was one point where I had a bunk bed and I put the boxed wine above my bunk bed.
All right. Like an IV?
Yes, like an IV. I would drink out of it. It was a wild time. It was a wild time. What can I say? College was fun. But we're going to get to our first bit. Who better to start us off than Tim Wilson, starting us off right?
Beer belly blues, what color are my new shoes? 'Cause my feet and belt buckle are things I rarely see. My problem is not my glands. It comes poured from aluminum cans. And Pabst Blue Ribbon's been awfully good to me. And honey, when you buy my shirts, make sure they're triple XLs. 4 or 5 people I know at work have started calling me Orson Welles. I got endorsement offers from Michelob Light and Stroh's. And Junior Samples family called and they're saving me his old clothes. Beer belly blues, what color are my new shoes? 'Cause my pants and my zipper are things I rarely see. My mama says I'm big boned, I'm built like a Jim Walter home. And old Milwaukee's been awfully good to me. Yeah, I used to be a lean 175, now I'm way over 3. It's getting to the point where my own wife don't want to slow dance with me. 'Cause I like to eat and watch TV and knock out a case or two. Even people like Oprah Winfrey say that I need to lose a few. Beer belly blues are something that I can't lose. If Richard Simmons saw me, he'd cry and hold my hand. Yeah, but I couldn't touch my knees if I was sweating to the oldies. And old Milwaukee's been awfully good to me. Yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon's been awfully good to me. Yeah, yeast in general's been awfully good to me.
Tim Wilson, the Beer Belly Blues. I like using Orson Welles as a fat joke for a punchline. You don't hear Orson Welles as a punchline like that very often.
Nope.
And I haven't heard Stroh's beer I have not heard a Stroh's in a minute. It's been a while since I've had one of those.
If you go up to like Milwaukee, I believe, or like up north Wisconsin area, you'll see them on the side of building, like the old Stroh's sign hanging off the front of the bar.
Great logo.
Oh yeah.
Great logo. Mm-hmm.
You see, and there's another one. Is it Schlitz maybe that you
Schlitz
see around?
Schlitz they carry at the pizza place over here off of 82nd Street.
Sure.
And it was personally one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Because that's the first beer I stole from my dad. So it's nostalgic for me.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, did you steal it cold or did you steal it warm?
I stole it cold. He bought it warm from Hook's drugstore.
Nice.
But he put it in the garage fridge and that's where I stole it.
I stole straight out of the 24 pack a Budweiser and me and my friend split it warm.
Oh God.
And I didn't care for beer for quite a while. It was horrible.
I bet not.
Messed up.
Was horrible.
What was one of the other beer brands in there?
He said Old Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He said PBR at the end.
Yeah.
I definitely heard Stroh's.
Did he say, was that PBR? Is that what he said? I thought he was saying a name or something. Like,
no, those are all hipster beers now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I like Hams. I like Miller High Life. That's my summer beer.
That's
I love drinking Miller High Life.
I'm with you.
Miller High Life in the little glass bottles.
The cute ones. Yeah, the ones that you get.
That way you don't look like a full-on lesbian while you're drinking it.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
For me, it was, okay? Like, that's my aesthetic. Is like, is she lesbian or is she not? I don't know.
And then you see if she got into a Subaru and you go,
Birkenstocks check.
Yeah.
Miller High Life in a can. Yep.
I thought that you were going to say, that's how you guarantee you don't look like a full-on alcoholic. Like, no, it's a short beer.
No, it was my drunk attitude that confirmed the full-on alcoholic.
I got there was this place in Chicago and they used to give you a Bloody Mary and then you'd get like a tiny little Miller High Life. I forget what it was called, like a pony or something.
Yes,
maybe that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can put those things back.
I remember the first time that I got someone to like stood outside of like either a grocery store or a liquor store or whatever, underage, and was like, hey, if I give you this money, will you go buy me this beer? Yeah. So you could buy like, I think they're like 10-ounce Budweisers. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So the guy goes in, gets me those, and comes. I'm sure he just grabbed the first thing he saw, whatever. It was over at 21st and Post. Okay. I shouldn't even have been there at all.
Sure.
So he comes back out. I walk into this party. My friends bust my balls so hard. They're like, what, you got the little baby beers? Is that what you brought to the party?
Yeah.
To this day, they'll be like, oh, you got a 10-ouncer? We got 8 ounces? Oh, like, wow. Still.
What did you guys call that, by the way, when you would like shoulder tap and try to get someone to buy you a beer? Do you have a name for that?
Desperate?
We called it Hey Mister.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we're gonna go Hey Mister. We gotta get some beer for tonight.
Yeah.
Hey Mister, would you buy us a...
Yeah.
And one time me and my buddy Grant did that in not a great neighborhood. And this old man was just like, why are you boys going to buy alcohol? You don't need to be doing this. We're like, run, get out of here. Get out of here. He's not going to help us. We're done. Yeah, man. I miss Hey Mistrin. Yeah.
I had a mustache at 12.
Yeah.
And I used to ride up to the Hub in Wanamaker, which was like this on my bike with my backpack, and go in and get a 12-pack of Coors Light and go back out, put it in my backpack, and ride home.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was great.
At 12 years old? Though.
Yeah, 12, 13, like 8th grade, freshman year.
Wow, that's too early.
Yeah.
It's too early to be doing that. No, man, no judgment here.
No, I love this song. There's a couple things that it opened my eyes to. Like, I never heard of a Jim Walter home.
Yeah.
And he's like a big builder in the South, obviously.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like TK Homes or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. What's one around here?
Morgan? Is there Morgan?
Be too local.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then he got a Richard Simmons.
Simmons. And then who did you say? Junior Samples?
Oh, Junior Samples.
Yeah.
I love that reference.
It's, and then that's the cool part about that song is that I missed a lot of those references, but it's still a lovely, lovely song, and it's still funny, and you can figure out what he means through context clues. It doesn't matter if you don't know who Junior Samples is. You know,
right.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all about the source. I mean,
right.
Tim, source, like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's earned that right.
It's like when Josh says, come up to my level.
Right.
Like, I'm going to provide the comedy. If you don't get it, look it up.
Yeah. But
I had a teacher who would say, hey, if it's a reference that you're doing, if at least 50% of the crowd gets it, go ahead and use it anyways, because if other people laugh at it, people are just going to want to laugh. They're going to want to think that they're in on the joke. Yeah. So people love, I don't care. I'll keep laughing.
Yeah.
That's why when my dad's over here making, you know, MASH jokes, I'm still having fun. Because I just want to keep up with the pace of the room. And so now we're going to go into this new thing. These are some famous voice guys doing a commercial for the Bob and Tom Show.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute the coast to coast, all over the free world, Bob and Tom Show.
The coast to coast, all over the free world, Bob and Tom Show.
Here's to Bob, the master shooter, who got lucky playing with Mr. Fuzzy.
Check out the website.
Christy Lee, dedicated newswoman of reason. Bob and Tom have never let you finish, which unfortunately is typical of most men.
Case of newscast interruptus.
Tom's right. If we bet on all of Mr. McGee's football picks, we'd be completely flat. Oh, wait a minute. He does? Sorry.
The man's a money mover.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light. It's always worth it, Bob and Tom, because in the book of names, you guys rock.
Check your local listing.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Real Men of Genius.
I still don't know what those guys look like, but I want to, because in my head I have decided, one of them has a mullet.
One of them does have a mullet.
Does he really?
Dave Bickler is the guy who sang Eye of the Tiger,
yes,
the band Survivor. He actually showed up on the recent Bud Light commercial where they brought back a bunch of different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Cedric the Entertainer's, you know, shaking the beer, and then Dave,
what's he doing?
He's shaking the beer.
Jason just made a...
shaking the beer.
It's an actionable motion you just made there, man. Everybody, if you're listening at home and you think, hey, I think I know what he's doing, you know. You're exactly right.
It was directed at Willie.
Shaking the beer. Yeah, he did it towards me.
But Dave, he showed up on there. He said a little something. I recognized him.
He's got the distinguished gray kind of mullet. Am I right? Am I thinking of the right person?
Okay.
And then the other gentleman is Pete Stacker, and his voice has been everywhere. I think he was a big voice guy for Comedy Central for many years.
Huh.
But I still hear him on commercials now.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
And did they
super nice guys too? Because we talked to them in the hall. They're real sweet guys.
So they did that live.
They did that live. That was like one
on the spur of the moment type thing.
No. A little bit of backstory. Our old boss Marty helped write most of these. Basically, weeks before, and they kind of had to be, I don't want to say vetted, but kind of worked out.
Right.
And they probably rehearsed them beforehand because you know it's a recipe. Hit this, hit that, a little pull back, have fun, doom, ending. You know?
But they're adjusting for laugh lines. They're like, they're in there. It's really, I don't know, and it's very hard to do that. It's weird to go from just recording something for a commercial to doing it for a live audience. That's got to be impossible.
Oh, yeah. And they nail it.
Yeah.
I mean, they just kill it, like first take.
I wonder how many of those versions of that they did.
They did about four of them here.
They did here?
There might actually be a fifth one, because I think there's a Christmas one in the system. There's one about Donnie and his boat.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a handful of them.
That's fun.
Yeah, they hung out for a couple hours.
How long ago was that, do you think? You think it's 10 years ago?
Oh, easy.
Easy?
Easy.
Yeah, because I think that, and you know, in terms of like nostalgia and things coming back, I think that would be an awesome campaign to bring back.
Yeah, I think that they, I have to see the Super Bowl commercial they did, because I think they kind of bring it back. They reference it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My favorite Bud Light commercial is Dilly Dilly.
Oh, okay.
Dilly Dilly. I've got a joke in my act where I say Dilly Dilly Willy. It's a lot of fun. Everybody has a pretty good time. Gosh, you two laughed so hard. And Jason, you just gave me this death stare.
I'm just trying to figure out what the setup was.
Dilly, that's what you want the people to laugh at. They're paying good money to hear Dilly Dilly Willy jokes.
No, I love things that rhyme.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
That's literally the whole joke.
Oscar has something in the failed dimension maybe last week. Just one of those little rotini rolillis. I don't know. Some silly little name of something that was very
Jimmy the Hammers and Dooley.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the fingers, toeses, noses, and frozen.
Maybe that
something.
Was it. I love it. If it's the right words, I'm
that's
all about
like Chick.
It.
If you have hat in the punchline, he thinks hat is one of the funniest words. Laughs his off every time. Loves it. Mm-hmm.
He was reading something this morning and he read Hat and he starts giggling. Did he giggle? You guys know me. You guys know me. Yeah.
See? Yep, exactly.
It was really weird. It was really, really silly. But yeah, I love, and my favorite thing about that is the guy who's singing, just cramming a million words into one little thing and making it work.
And he makes it happen, too.
Yes. Yeah. It makes you wonder if they were at some point like spinning records somewhere and they can hit the time like that. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Like if they like play like a 33 at 45 mm-hmm. or whatever. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, but or they're just professional voice actors and they know what the hell they're doing.
They really know what they're doing.
The hitting the post. That's what's called.
Well, they're definitely professionals, and this next bit features, I think, the most professional person in the Bob and Tom world. Oh, yeah, it's Mr. Obvious.
Hi-ho, it's the Mr. Obvious Show. I am your host, Mr. Obvious. Let's go right to the phones. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hi, is this Mr. Obvious?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Obvious, a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Uh-huh.
Hey, had a little problem last Sunday. Brought some buddies over to my house.
Right.
Boy, we were all set for a great afternoon, too. And, I wanted to serve some ice cold beers, you know.
Well, sure. What's a ball game without a couple of brewskis?
I'm with you there, Mr. Obvious. Uh-huh. Well, so what I've done was my wife got this new beer pitcher that keeps your beer cooler.
Wow. That's nice.
It's a pretty fancy gizmo.
Uh-huh.
And so I poured the beer in there, put it down. What it's got is this little stand you sit it on.
Oh, a stand and everything? Now, how does it keep the beer cool?
Well, it's pretty ingenious. They put a little fan in the pitcher itself. That way it blows, cold air up into the beer, keeps it cool.
They put a fan right there?
Yeah, I don't understand exactly how it works, but anyway, so I get this thing all hooked up.
Uh-huh.
You know, pour them the first beers, you know, and boy, they tasted great.
Right.
Then went back in the kitchen when we were ready for another round.
Uh-huh.
And turned this thing on, and all it did was just foam up the beer, and it was just a mess. It didn't seem any cooler at all.
Huh. Certainly wouldn't want to foam up your beer. Now, maybe there's something wrong with the fan there. What?
Yeah, it could be. Well, it was making kind of a funny noise.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, what happened? I stick the pitcher on the stand there.
Right.
And, I push the button, and all of a sudden it starts, kind of...
Oh, now, caller.
Kind of like that.
Caller, are you sure that's not your garbage disposal?
No, Mr. Obvious. What, do you think I'm an idiot?
Well,
that's my garbage disposal. That's crazy.
Certainly, yeah. Well, let's see now. Let me get this straight. You got a beer pitcher that keeps the beer cooler because there's a fan right there in the pitcher, and it even has a stand where you can set your pitcher.
Right. I guess you got different levels of coolness on it. It's got, you know, low, medium, or high cooling on there.
Let me ask you a question. Does it have a liquefy setting on there?
Yeah, I guess that's in case you've frozen your beer or I really haven't read the instructions.
And there's something wrong with the fan, huh, you think?
Yeah, apparently, because it makes a funny, it's kind of a... I thought maybe the fan moved up or something.
Uh-huh.
Beer doesn't get any cooler at all.
No, it just foams up.
Yeah, it's just like half head.
Oh. No, certainly, you don't want that.
That's not good.
Well, I think I know what your problem is.
Yeah?
Any other writing there on the beer pitcher?
Yeah, let me look here. There's some more buttons after low, medium, high. You've also got puree, mix, blend.
Hold right there. You got blend on there?
Yeah. It's I guess like maybe if you want to stick in like a light beer and then also a stout.
Is there a lid that goes on the picture there, Colin?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. That way, bugs don't fall in it or nothing.
I don't think that's a beer pitcher you got a hold of there, caller.
Really?
That's just your average, ordinary, everyday blender, caller.
Blender?
For instance, at the Obvious household, we make milkshakes in it. It's a blender, caller.
So it's not a beer cooler. It's a blender?
No, and there's nothing wrong with the fan. It's supposed to do that. And
boy, it sounded like there's something, like the fan was good.
Yeah.
No.
It's a blender, caller. Don't put beer in it. It will make a mess, caller.
Blender. Huh. I made the connection.
Well, thanks for calling.
Mr. Obvious?
Yes.
You're a lifesaver.
Join us again next time on the Mr. Obvious Show. Thank you.
You think I'm an idiot?
You think I'm an idiot?
That's a genius.
The man's a lifesaver. What would we do without you, Mr. O? That's got to be one of the funniest... That moment in there, what do you think? I'm an idiot that Bob Hinn said? It's got to be one of the funniest Bob and Tom moments there
is. That's a big, highly underrated bit right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. Well, and it reeks of that thing we were talking about earlier of like of the referential thing. Mm-hmm. If you're in the car and you're listening to that and the person driving is a huge Bob and Tom fan mm-hmm. and passenger seat and back seat is not. Yeah. And they hear that, what do you think I am, an idiot? And it's a nod to the last time, you know, when he called in. It's a callback about the garbage disposal bit.
Right. The ultimate callback, yeah.
If the driver laughs and he gets it, even if they don't get it, they're laughing just as hard because it pays off so well.
And I know, Willie, you like to break down the comedy timing of things. And Dean is so good with that because I think Mr. O asked what it sounds like. And then he kind of walks you up to what he's doing. You're like, what kind of noise is he going to make? And then he just punches you in the gut.
And he does it three times. Yeah. You know, rule of threes. The last one's the biggest one. It's a killer. It's so funny.
I think we did learn here that Mr. Obvious likes milkshakes.
Yes.
At the Obvious household.
I could see the Obviouses having milkshakes almost, you know, on a bi-nightly basis. You know, like a more than once a week type.
I think they put Malibu in their milkshakes.
Yeah. You know John Obvious does at least.
Yeah. On his yacht, usually.
Maybe even something stronger than Malibu. He's got a lot to deal with at home.
I recently actually got one of those Nutribullets.
Yeah.
Love the smoothie action. Love it to pieces.
What are you doing? Are you doing juices? Are you doing celery? Yeah.
No, I don't get I don't get all Griswold on it, okay? It's just basically some frozen fruit, a banana.
A little spinach, you do a little green?
I'll throw a little green in there.
A little green.
But I found some frozen, is it dragon fruit?
Yeah. The pink, fuchsia color.
Yeah, I love the flavor of that. Yeah.
Can I cut in really quickly? Usually when I say throw some green in there, talking about something totally different. I think Jeff can throw some green in there the way I do.
I'm not gonna ruin it by throwing it in a.
That's not what I, you know, okay.
In my shake. Now I will throw it in my bowl.
There we go. That's the move. That's what I was talking about. Yep, that was
not in my glass, straight to the bowl.
I have a Vitamix, and back in the day, I would make some stellar margaritas in the Vitamix. Yeah. Ooh. But then you'd have to clean out the Vitamix when you were doing, because, you know, back then it was like, oh, okay, you drink margaritas all day yesterday. You should probably have a green shake today. It was about balance, guys. It was about balance.
Now, have you guys ever done this with the blender after about your third or fourth making of the margaritas? You like try to undo the thing and you actually unscrew the top of the blender from the bottom and everything just comes out. Do you know what I'm talking about, Jess?
Exactly what you're talking
just
about.
Everything starts pouring onto the counter and you're like, I've had enough margaritas.
Yeah. I've done the one where it's just like you slam the top on it, hit the button, walk away, turn around, wasn't on all the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
My nightmare blender story is when I was in fifth grade, I faked sick. And then I wanted to make mashed potatoes.
Oh my God.
And while my dad was at work, I boiled potatoes. And it takes forever to get them like mashed, but I was like, how can I get these things like mashed? So I threw them in the blender. And then I had this weird potato-y oatmeal consistency thing.
Oh yeah.
And I called my dad and I was like, hey, I made mashed potatoes. It didn't work. They kind of taste like gasoline. Just let me know when you get home from work. This isn't going great.
They taste like gasoline.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those things where it was like, I shouldn't have faked sick today.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have faked sick.
It is. And kids always do the dumbest stuff when they fake sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, they didn't go to school and then you come home and they spilled apple juice or cranberry juice all over the rug. Like it's always an extreme, like something extreme happens when they fake sick.
Well, also like you're sick enough that you can't go to school, but you have enough time to make mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
What kind of kid? You know, who craves mashed potatoes when they're sick? That was a weirdo.
And another thing, people don't. I used to use blenders for making soup at the restaurant that I used to work.
Yeah.
But what they don't tell you is, if you put a hot liquid in the blender, it ends up taking up a lot more space than cool liquid when you start blending it, and it will just explode out the top if you only fill it half full.
With the Vitamix, you can throw everything in there raw, and there's like a 7-minute soup setting, which is killer. Yeah, it's awesome. That's the best way to make tomato soup.
I like this. Next episode we should just do like a wholesome, hearty tomato soup, homemade chicken noodle soup episode.
I'm down.
Talking small recipes.
Okay, back to booze, Willie. Back to booze.
Well, I was going to say, I can't contribute to any of that. I'm a degenerate. I'm out there getting a sunburn drinking Miller High Life with my pals. Summer of Pals, by the way, Jeff.
I'm part of it. I'm down.
Summer of Pals. Jason, you're invited.
Is there a schedule? Is there an agenda?
Summer of Pals, it's more of a lifestyle than an agenda, you know?
Okay.
It's if you
it's a state of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
If you, okay.
An aesthetic? Yeah. That's the word right now.
If you overcook.
Hate it.
No, it's great. If you overcook your chicken for an extra few minutes because you want to finish your beer outside, you're a part of the Summer of Pals. You know?
Like it.
Yeah, Summer
it's
of
like,
Pals.
It's like the opposite of Chuggy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
It's very cool. It's very driven. It's very relaxed. It's very accessible. You know? Summer of Pals is for everybody. Except I'm pretty sure it's no chicks right now. So sorry, Jen.
I'm going to do a Summer of Gal Pals then.
Oh, shoot. Because your word.
Have
your word
fun
play.
With that.
Can I come hang out with you guys?
Yeah. You can come to
you're Summer. Honorary.
No, you know what? Chicks allowed now. We're crossing out the no on this sign. This one's for me. It says, drink too much? Well, maybe this is for you.
For years, there have been products designed to help smokers to quit. Nicotine gums, pills, patches.
But what about us drunks?
Yeah, well, what about those of us who are alcohol? Those of us with drinking problems.
Hold on to your stools, fellas. Side Effects Laboratories, the same folks that brought you the Snort Choker, Comatosin Sleep Tabs, and Shake-A-Puddin', proudly introduces the first product to help you stop drinking. It's Licorette Gum.
Liquor what?
Licorette. It's the chewing gum that helps you stop drinking.
A gum? You gotta be me.
I know it sounds too good to be true, but if you're trying to kick that nasty booze habit, don't go cold turkey. Merely pop in a piece of Licorette gum when you feel yourself having a craving or the DTs.
Thanks for that glowing report, Todd. That's great news from the Midwest region. Now, Phil, tell us what's happening with your sales results.
Oh, God. I can't concentrate. My hands are shaking. I'm going to get canned for sure.
Luckily, Phil remembered his Licorette gum.
Oh, yeah, the gum.
Phil.
Well, let's see. I'll be the first to admit that this quarter we're a little upside down and,
Hey, let's go to Vegas. I'm driving.
Phil? Phil, are you okay?
I bet you got nipples the size of paper plates. You want to meet my junior salesman of the month, baby?
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that, eh?
That's Licorette gum. You see, thanks to Licorette's unique combination of all-natural ingredients, cocoa leaves, morphine, dexedrine, sodium pentothal, a mild opiate, and a tiny drop of retsin, Licorette imitates the sensation of alcohol, the relaxed feelings, and the uninhibited attitude that allows you to be your best and do your best, all without the risks associated with drinking alcohol.
Thanks to this Licorette gum, I ain't had a DUI in over 2.5 years. What was that?
Licorette gum comes in several exciting new familiar flavors. Spearmint Julep, Juicy Fruit Rum Punch, Dentine and Tonic, Make Mine a Double Mint, Long Island Iced Tea Berry, Blackjack and Coke, and Jim Beamans.
Thanks to Licorette gum, I haven't had a drink in 3 years.
Or a job.
Hey, baby, take off your top.
That's Licorette gum. Side effects may include blackouts, missing time, explosive diarrhea, dry heaves, and tooth decay.
The difference is, you only got 3 fingers in a bowling ball. And waitress, how about another 6-pack of this gum for my new best friend? Hey, take your top off.
Thanks, Licorette.
Wow, wow. The guys in that bit, they all have a pretty similar reaction once they get drunk.
Yeah.
They get a little randy pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight to the horn.
I thought nipples as big as a plate was kind of a classy way to put it, you know? Yeah. A little more direct.
Now, do you know what Beamans is?
I had no idea what that was. It was kind of the referential thing.
It's like the gum my grandfather used to chew.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
This like
a 5-pack is all it came in, and it just that
for
little,
a nickel.
Yeah. Kind of like the Wrigley's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was what? That was Jim Beamans was the pun that we used there.
Yeah.
Because that's a fun thing. That reeks of my dad. Well, I think it reeks of my dad whenever there's a bit and then they just do a little pun run.
Right.
They had like 5 there of different like boozy gums. Mm-hmm. Like there was like double mint, double shot or whatever it was.
Right.
And I love the idea of like people standing together in like a boardroom, a conference room and being like, okay, what is the funniest gum booze pun? Is it the Wrigley Wiggly? Is it or like whatever the hell it is?
They got the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And they're just like
taking it seriously. Like, yeah. I don't know if double mint double shots is powerful as like that.
That makes me giggle.
And that's
a lot.
You said that's Ron Sexton.
Ronnie is in there.
Yeah,
the,
Dean.
Is the one of the drunk guys.
And do you know who the girl is? Does anybody know who the
in
woman
the first
is?
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Becky Cavoyan.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Okay, yeah.
That was the person who got the crass line about nipples as big as
yes.
Yes.
And then Michael Young, track dude,
right.
What's up? Yeah. Indy 500 this weekend. And he was kind of the narrator.
Right,
through
right,
it.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of good people in there.
You killed it, Jason.
It's one of those, you know, I always preview them for the show here. And, you know, it's one of those, I don't remember being in it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you kind of like pucker. Oh, that was me.
That was me.
That's weird.
That's my voice.
And then the best part of that was Dean throwing in the cat sound effect. Right. I love it when something chaotic happens and then the rail.
And you just go, what was that? Yeah.
For someone who's never really been drunk, mm-hmm. did Dean coach you through that or did you just mimic the?
It's a very stereotypical, you know, drunk kind of voice.
Right,
but
right.
And I've never, it's weird. We're kind of split in the room's kind of split here.
Yeah.
I've never drank like the amount of alcohol total, not the actual alcohol, but alcohol with the liquid in my life would fit in less than this bottle I'm holding.
Like a 12 ounce bottle. That's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. I just don't, it's kind of disgusting to me.
Yeah,
just alcohol.
You,
I have an aversion to it. Whatever.
That's good.
You guys have a good time. Now, Jess has been.
Have a good time. It's gross and disgusting.
It is. Have
you
a good
do
time.
What you do.
Have
but.
Some fun. It's gross and it's terrible. It's like pimples and farts to me.
Hey, there's things out there people do that I wouldn't do, but have a good time.
No, yeah, you I know? Get it. No, absolutely. That's a good mentality to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jess hasn't had a drink in a couple of years. Is that right?
It'll be 2 years Saturday.
Fantastic.
Not that anybody's counting.
I haven't had a drink today, but I guarantee you, I guarantee if you put me to the breathalyzer, I'm probably 0.0 something. Like,
right now?
Probably.
Definitely.
I mean, I drank yesterday.
And, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. On a Wednesday.
Well, I had some car trouble last night, so I drank a lot.
That's a bummer.
I had some car trouble.
So I solved it with a bottle of mezcal.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink tonight. I'm gonna have a beer too, get a little loose.
There was a time where someone on the big show, name rhymes with Dick, that we would we bought our own breathalyzer and would just for fun just see how high we could get.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Who won?
Oh, do you mean the fight or the?
Oh my gosh! I wish we were recording this. Jason just did a spit take.
Why do I take a drink during?
Yeah, that is
during the bit. God.
Any listeners, you should not play that game. That's a bad game to play.
It's a bad game to play.
Yeah, somebody got one at a party in high school, and we were all, "I'm gonna get the high score," you know, just being a bunch of idiots.
No, I mean, oh god, no.
Yeah.
Using the term "high score" for a breathalyzer that has stuck with me as a hilarious thing to do.
Yeah.
So Willie, now do you use a sort of gum occasionally? For drinking.
I have nicotine lozenges. I am all over the use with my nicotine usage. Mm. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I kind of, you know, I mess up occasionally.
It?
Yeah. I mean, it's like my favorite thing in the world, but I know it's terrible and it's very bad. And I can't do it anymore because I have allergies and so I have trouble breathing when I do it.
Mm.
It's not a good thing for me to be doing at all.
It's not a good thing really for anybody to be doing, but.
Oh, no. Yeah, but sure. But like when you're like, you know, 22 or whatever, you like don't even look at like the long-term effects. Now like the short-term effects of smoking are kicking in.
Oh, sure.
Like if I don't have a cigarette for a week, I'm like, oh, I can breathe before I go to bed. Like that's great. I can take the stairs and I get winded.
If you ever wonder if the system's rigged, just think about cigarettes.
Right.
They can sell those freely.
Right.
Dude, are you kidding? Well, gas stations are just full of, every time you pass a gas station, that is just a building full of cigarettes and ice cream at affordable prices. And the fact that any of us can drive past a gas station every day and not buy a whole thing of, you know, Ben and Jerry's, whatever it is, we're all doing great, you guys.
Somebody said that to me once. They said, only unhealthy people walk into gas stations. And I was like, oh, wow. Damn, I'm in a gas station all the time. Yeah.
When I quit smoking, well, 2 years this past April, I went from going in a gas station 7 days a week to going inside a gas station once a month.
Right.
It was crazy how, I'm like, wow, I don't need to stop again today.
Right.
This has saved so much time and energy.
If you guys don't go to gas stations, where do you buy two allergy pills at a time? Because you can't breathe.
For $15. Yeah.
Where do you buy a deodorant that's the size of a nickel that you can run out of on the way home from Lexington?
Tell me that you're a traveling comedian without telling me you're traveling.
Yeah, exactly.
So much time. Do you guys have any Claritin around here or no? There's a CVS across, but you have the two. Okay. Do you have nicotine? That's one thing. You can't buy any cigarette alternatives at gas stations.
That's nice.
Which, no, I think that's terrible.
Oh, okay, bad.
You should be able to get the nicotine lozenges. You can only get these at pharmacies.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You should have the option. I get
yeah,
it.
Because you know when you're like on the way home and like you need the fix, you yeah. can't get these, but you can get those, and it's 2 a.m. Mm. Yeah, man, I gotta kick that habit. It's tough. if you've been there, you know. We got one more or two more bits. This is another obscure bit from our favorite, the First Bank series.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights. Frankly, we weren't surprised. He seemed a little tipsy. We tried to make him comfortable and asked how we could help.
I explained my situation and what I wanted to happen.
He asked if we would touch his burrito. We declined.
They were friendly but professional. I appreciated that. Then they offered me alternatives.
We told him if he opened a new checking account, he would receive a free microwave oven. And then he could microwave his crotch burrito to a toasty warmth anytime he wanted.
I liked their way of thinking.
Then we pulled out a pistol and shot him in the shoulder.
I was surprised at the fast and personal attention they gave me.
For some reason, we thought that bullets bounced off Captain America. It turns out they bounce off his bulletproof shield. We were probably thinking of Superman. Fortunately, it was just a graze. We gave him a paper towel to soak up the blood.
I was impressed with all the perks. They really did make me feel like a superhero. Thanks, First Bank, that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights.
At the First Bank that treats you like a drunken doctor dressed as Captain America with a burrito in his tights, you don't need X-ray vision to see that customer service is our number one priority. What? Captain America doesn't have X-ray vision? You're kidding. Could someone tell me again what exactly this guy's superpowers were? What does Captain America do? Can he add numbers up in his head really fast? Does he have the ability to spot a parking meter with time still left on it? Does he have some special ability to pull price tags off of stuff without leaving that sticky residue? What?
There it is, the First Bank.
This is your last time, Jeff.
Sorry. I'm not very good at this.
No, you're great at this.
That
man.
Story, yeah, that story probably can't be on here.
I love saying that story can't be on the air. We're just driving people crazy.
I know.
Going,
sorry.
What the hell is it? They're going to DM me. No, who cares? I like that bit because you can figure out when that bit was made. There's two ways to figure it out.
Right.
You can either look up the news story. Whenever this doctor with the burrito, Captain America, or it's got to be before the Captain America movies came out, because now people know about Captain America, right? People know his powers.
I guess.
Is that just me? Maybe because I'm a little
nerdy? I think that's fair. Yeah. That's very fair.
Yeah.
Jess, how do you feel about a burrito sized in someone's pants?
Where'd you get your burrito?
Oh
yeah, Chipotle. That's impressive. I mean, girth alone. That's
Chipotle. That's yeah.
That's a no thanks.
What
right?
about a yeah. McDonald's breakfast burrito?
There you go. There
that's
you go.
Actually probably a little more realistic.
Hey, you know what? They're at a fantastic rate, and they're readily available.
Here's the thing: if it's a taquito, you can keep it.
Taquito.
All right, everyone, just act like we're all taquitos in here. We're talking to a couple of fellas. A few fellas that are more than taquitos.
I'm a Qdoba.
What were you saying? You're a Qdoba burrito?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I've heard that you've got a really...
Yeah. I'm all girth.
Really?
No length.
This is a gross subject. I'm glad we're doing
I'm
this.
I'm hung like
finally.
A tuna can.
Oh, goodness, no. Like one of those little, like the sodas yeah. that you, like what? The sodas when you go to your friend's birthday party and they don't have the full size cans of soda. Yeah. You've got a Shasta Cola going on down there.
Well, God, what do you do with that?
Specific and weird know. Bit no, that I just made.
That's a very specific
tuna
woman
can
you're
is
looking
terrible.
For. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't actually remember this news story, but I think it was a guy that was a doctor. He was dressed up as Captain America, so I assume it's Halloween. And he's got some sort of burrito down there. Oh, he's just having fun, you think?
Maybe. I don't know. If you put a burrito down your pants, I don't think it has to be a holiday.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. Yeah. If you have a burrito down your pants, the clothes isn't the weirdest thing about you.
I feel like you're trying to impress someone.
Yeah. Have you guys ever stuck something down your pants?
Oh my goodness, that was good misspeaking right there.
Sorry, have you ever sucked something?
Have I ever stuck something like in a joking way?
Oh, to give the impression,
yeah, like a cod sock piece type situation, like girls, like there used to be these things stuck that were bra. Like, yeah, they were
in
like
the
chicken,
cutlets?
Yeah, they looked like chicken cutlets, and we stuck them in our bras, and then
chicken cutlets.
They were, yeah. And we were at a house party once, and I was dancing and just losing my mind, and bent over and just chicken cutlets right there on the front porch.
Yeah. Chicken cutlets right there on the front porch.
So what do you say?
I kicked them. Yeah, I kicked them into the yard.
And you're just like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Can I have a cigarette? Like,
I know. And then the guy I was dancing with just like disappeared. I don't know what happened. It was weird.
Chicken anyone? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever stuffed anything in my pants like in a serious way. Like maybe as a joke.
Oh, yeah. As a joke. You stuff some socks down there. Yeah.
Like a Gatorade absolutely. Bottle. It was like you can tell exactly what it is. You can see them. Yeah. Hey, check this out, ladies. You know?
Yeah. But that's the thing. When you do see one through pants, I mean, personally speaking, like if the khakis, like the khakis make it very clear. You know what I mean?
Not when I wear them.
That's why I don't hang out at the basketball courts in the hood. I don't like all the floppage and the gym shorts. There's too much flop.
I have so many things I want to say right now. I can't remember which one to say. Okay. Let's go. Let's stick with that. I remember Mr. Ron Jeremy was here.
Yeah,
one
I have
morning,
a picture with him.
And he did not wear underwear, and he wore gym shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was some...
But I mean, if you're Ron Jeremy, like, that's probably...
No, it's on brand.
Like, you have to.
Totally
yeah.
on brand for
yeah,
him.
He was here for X-Fest, and I was an intern Ooh. That year, and we were in the green room at Deer Creek, and I said, hey, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, sure. He's like, do you want me to grab your tits? And I was like, I'm good. And so he just put his hand around me, his arm around me, and I was like, that was it. And I like, because I'm sure women want him to do that for the staged photo, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if his manager had to tell him to ask. Like, I wonder if somebody.
Oh,
hey,
I'm sure.
But the more you know about him now.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, a lot has come out since then. Yeah.
He
yeah.
sat behind me at a Motley Crue concert out at Deer Creek, and I turned around and I was with my friend, and I'm like, is that Ron Jeremy behind us? And like in between songs, I turned around. I was like, hey, nice penis. He goes, no problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no problem.
That's
like,
right.
That's a weird response to hey, nice penis. But
so cool.
Oh, the hedgehog.
The hedgehog.
That's what they used to call
yeah.
it,
yep.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't gotten a lot of these references. I don't know a lot about Ron Jeremy, so we're going to play a bit, and I'm going to do some research on my cell phone. I know about him from the later. I knew him as a VH1 celebrity. I watched Ron Jeremy and like it'd be like him and Flavor Flav lives in a house for a reality show.
Oh, bless your heart. You've never watched porn on a VHS, have you?
I've never watched porn on a VHS, you guys.
Really?
Never get
even,
out.
Never
leave.
Even a DVD. Yeah, all digital.
Oh my God.
Wait, not even on a DVD?
Nope, I'm not a weirdo. Like
You've
you old...
always had it on your phone?
Oh, goodness, of course, yeah.
Oh my God.
Phone, computers, really. It didn't really get good on phones for like till like 5 years ago, to be honest. But,
such little effort.
Yeah, no, it's...
And
it was...
no shame?
Well, I, you know what we None did have... We had like printouts. My one friend, he would like get it on his computer and then he'd print it out. There was my friend who you guys know, he had a dinosaur book, like a scholastic book about dinosaurs that he kept in like his little, you know, library bookshelf in his room. And inside of this dinosaur book was a printed out photo of Jennifer Aniston's head photoshopped onto a nude body. And that thing made circles around our school, but we always had to give it back to our buddy. He'd put it back
in
the
book. Oh my God, you idiots. You know you could buy magazines, right?
No, but we couldn't. We were 12. We were little kids, you know?
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
I wasn't like Jeff. I wasn't on my bike. Buying six of them. I was in math class when I was 12, like a good kid.
Oh,
asking my friend if he can bring the Scholastic dinosaur book because I had some research to do. Okay, we got one more bit. Man, and this one I can relate to. Hangovers, my God, the hangovers.
Hey! First we gave you Real Girls on Video going.
Woo!
And the follow-up, Real Girls on Video going.
Woo-hoo!
And the bonus follow-up, Real Girls on Video going.
Woo!
You would think that would be enough, huh? Nuh-uh. We're going one step further for the ultimate follow-up video. We've got real girls who got real drunk and woke up with real bad hangovers and God only knows what else. Here's a sample. Okay.
Shh, hey, be quiet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's about 6 a.m, and we're just outside of our victim's door, right here in some skanky dormitory on campus. Let's go in.
Well, hey, what have we got here? If it isn't one of our real girls on video from last night. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, what the? Oh, no. What are you guys doing here? Hey, I signed the waiver.
No biggie, darling. We're just here to film for our follow-up video, Real Girls on Video, who got real drunk and woke up with real bad hangovers and only God knows what else. Hey, how you feeling?
Oh, awful. I think I'm still drunk.
Hey, I'm not surprised. Harry Buffalo draft beer and a few shooters. What were you thinking?
Oh, God.
Hey, will you looky there? If it ain't one of our Real Girls on Video t-shirts. On the floor. Oh, yeah. Hey, that garbage got a real workout last night. Darling, I hate to make this any worse for you, but I can't help but notice that there's someone else in your bed.
Yeah, that's my new steady boyfriend.
Yeah, right. He looks like one of last night's obnoxious drunk guys going...
Wrong. He's sensitive, sincere, and he loves me.
Yeah, right. Hey, mind if I try something?
What?
Hey, pal, wake up.
Whoa, it's the camera dudes from last night. How's it hanging?
Hey, pretty good. Let me ask you something. You know that girl lying next to you? What's her name?
Tina?
Tina?
Sarah?
Sarah!
Not even close. Hey, darling, you think this could all get any worse for you?
Well, actually, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. That reminds me. When you weren't a real girls on video who got real drunk and woke up with real bad hangovers and God only knows what else, you get the bonus tape. Real girls spewing real hurls on video.
Yeah.
Hey, what am I smelling there? Peppermint schnapps?
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get the whole series. Real girls on video going.
Woo!
Real girls on video going. Girls on video going. The ultimate follow-up. Real girls on video who got real drunk and woke up with real bad hangovers and God only knows what else.
Oh, that's me, dude.
And get the bonus tape. Real girls spewing real hurls on video. Order now and see just what really happens when you get drunk on your parents' money and sign a waiver.
Yeah!
Sign a waiver.
Oh, my gosh.
Were those a thing when you were growing up, the Girls Gone Wild videos?
So we've talked about this before. That was another thing that my little creepy mind would go to when I was 14, 15. Comedy Central, after 9:30 p.m. at that time.
Would just run those commercials.
They would run that commercial, and they'd put, like, in the old Batman cartoons, they'd put, like, pow over,
yes,
or, like, they'd
yes.
blur things out.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just be, like, hanging out with my friends, being like, South Park's over. Why are we still watching this channel? I'd be like, you'll see in a minute. You'll see. Little creeps, man. Yeah, those commercials rocked.
I wanted a daughter. Like, I didn't want a son because I'm not, like, a real man. Like, I wanted... So I thought I'd do better with a daughter.
Right.
And
wait, by the way, Jeff, if you're not a real man, then I'm screwed.
Well, that's your own issue. But no, so the day I had my son, you know, you're in the hospital that night. He's asleep in the bassinet. The wife is asleep.
Yep.
And I'm watching Comedy Central. And, of course, the Girls Gone Wild videos came on. And I looked over at my son. I was like, so glad I had a boy. Like, no chance of him being on the cover of Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, I don't know if we've talked about, we've played a couple of these before, but my friends who, like, bought the camcorder, the handheld used to be,
sure.
It was like, you oh, know, yeah. sure. I don't know, as big as a loaf of bread, half a loaf of bread, whatever, that's those, good. and then went to the supply store and got the beads, and just, like, we would go on spring break, and they would just walk up and down the beach and claim to be the guys from Girls Gone Wild. And just get girls to show their boobs. There wasn't even tape in the camera.
Oh my God!
Why wouldn't you have tape in the camera though?
Well, because they were just trying to see him right then. I guess sure, I don't know.
Yeah. If you have tape in the camera, that can be used as evidence.
Oh, that's true.
I think that's why you don't do it, because it's not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Willie, thinking like a lawyer today.
That's maybe it's because I'm a little bit younger, but in my head I'm just like, oh no, you're taking advantage of people. That's a power struggle.
But you do wonder how many of those ladies woke up the next day and went, oh my God, my parents are going to kill me. You can't use that. And they're like, we're using it.
Yeah.
And they're like, now I have to call my dad's lawyer and them involved.
There was the whole thing called I'm Schmacked, and they would go around to colleges and they would film these videos. And it's close to me because when I was at University of Colorado, they used footage of me chugging from a handle of rum. Got the backdrop of the fat flat irons at the back. And I was 19. I was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. I'm on this video. But they got taken to court. It was this whole thing. And it was that kind of thing. People were just like, no, my parents are going to. They got in a bunch of trouble. But that footage, there was a movie called Ivory Towers that won an Oscar for documentaries. It was a documentary about how colleges are like a waste of money and they're dumb now. And they used that footage of me to show that college students don't value their education enough. I was the face of privilege in this documentary.
Where can you find this?
I posted on my Instagram before.
Hero now.
It's so funny. It's so, so, so funny.
Wow.
They're just like, look at all of these affluent kids not appreciating their education. And then it's little Willie G just chugging some rum.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just a little
yikes.
Trouble starter.
So help me out here as a non-drinker.
Uh-huh.
What's it like waking up with a hangover next day?
It's one of those where you're like, well, I'm done. I'm done drinking.
Just a big headache? I mean, what is it?
No, it's not. It's like it feels like I'm gonna die. This is how I'm gonna die. I'm just gonna lay here on this cold linoleum next to this toilet and I'm gonna die.
And your stomach hurts.
Your stomach hurts, everything's spinning. You swear to God you'll never drink again. And then you're like, you know what's gonna fix this? More booze.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 11:15 in the morning. I think a screwdriver would probably help this.
Mine was Brass Monkey. Brass Monkey every morning was
Wait,
my go-to.
What is Brass Monkey?
Orange juice and beer.
Really?
Yep. And I would do it in a great big.
Now you finally know what the Beastie Boys were singing about.
I thought it was a Beastie Boys song. Yeah, you just listen to that and you're cured.
It's a Brass Monkey, and it was in like a giant a hole. It was in this like Mom Tervis, and it was like two beers and a splash of orange juice, and yeah, that's how I would start the day.
Yeah, that is.
Now I'm just like salivating. I was like, "Oh my god, that sounds so good."
So isn't like I've heard Pedialyte has become a big thing for the next morning.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah, because so now they have big end caps of Pedialyte because all the drunk people are taking the Pedialyte and the kids can't get it on weekends like Memorial Day and 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But now I think Pedialyte is coming out or has come out with a brand for adults.
Really?
Yeah.
I have not seen that. I would get that. I love Pedialyte. Uh-huh. There's a sports drink called Body Armor that has a little bit of coconut juice in there, coconut milk.
Yeah.
That helps out. A little Advil, something to settle your stomach always helps.
A McDonald's hash brown for some reason.
Perfect amount of grease and carbs.
Yeah, it seems like it helps a little.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's a big greasy cheeseburger. That's what helps me out with a hangover.
Mm.
That for me, that kind of, I think it soaks everything up. I don't know. And then caffeine, a little coffee help you out there too.
Oh, what always helped me was sitting in the bottom of my shower, cold water, sobbing, that usually helps.
I mean, just, it's so sad, Jess. You keep telling the saddest anecdotes in the world.
It's only sad because it's true.
There's nothing worse, Jason, than not throwing up the night before and then being in the shower the next morning, getting ready for work, and the heat hits you, and all of a sudden you're like, this isn't good. Mm-mm. And then that's when it kicks in, and that's the worst. Mm-hmm.
That's, you ever get that where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not even that hungover. And then you go to like run to Target to run some errands, and you're like, oh no, a mountain has fallen upon me. Yeah.
You sweat out of your cheeks,
yeah,
like weird spots you normally don't sweat from.
Yeah, 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 that was sweating. A big one for me. I would be, sorry for this image, but I would be sitting on the toilet like just hungover in the morning, and I would start to see beads of sweat form on the tops of my thighs, and I'd be like, oh god, my sugar's dry. I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna pass out on the toilet just so somebody would know to come and look for me.
Yeah, real sad. But we're not talking about that kind of drinking. We're talking about Sixer a High Life. We're barbecuing.
We're having
some tequila shots.
Dude, a Sixer a High Life does not result in a hangover.
No, well, honestly, the older I get, well, here's actually the big thing for me, drinking plenty of water before bed.
That's
old school move that dad tells you when you're a kid, fine, just, you're going to drink, just do beer, then water, then beer then water.
That's alternate.
That is a killer move. And also, you can make it a bourbon water, and it's still a pretty good move.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You know, have a finger or two of Buffalo Trace, and then get the rest of water on there. And by the way, if you want to be an airport drunk, if you want to be just goofing off in the plane, bourbon and water That is the only drink that I feel like a stewardess respects me when I order.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
What? So what would you order to be disrespected?
To disrespect, like some sort of like vodka and some sort of juice to
okay.
me.
Okay.
Because that seems like you're taking shots kind of thing.
Okay.
For me, but the bourbon and the water, they go, this is a seasoned alcoholic who was right. drinking on the plane. He knows yeah. what he's doing.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you ever do that underage at a bar? Like I went to, when I was like 17, 18, I was dating someone way older than me, yeah. and she would take me to bars.
Right.
And we went to this real nice party for her work, and I go up to the, I'm in line to go up, and the guy in front of me orders a gin and tonic. I was like, that sounds like an adult drink. I will have a gin and tonic. And oh my God, those things are horrible when you're 18. It's an acquired taste. You don't really, but I didn't get drunk because that one drink lasted me like 3 hours.
I bet.
It was so horrible.
I don't know if it's an acquired taste, more of it's like you're at the end of your alcoholism taste.
I have almost, this is a very similar story. I just turned 21. I'm going to like my first 21-year-old party. And I was like, I'm going to get some gin. Everybody likes, I had like my first gin and tonic.
Oh.
And I showed up to a party with like a handle of gin, and they're like, what are we gonna do with this? Taking gin shots all night? I was like, I thought it'd be fun for everybody.
Gin is not to be shot.
No,
yeah. So that clip wasn't in the affluent documentary of privilege. Because that feels like that should have been the shot.
No, this was like me showing up with like some like, you know, just some bottom end rum or whatever.
Okay.
Just chugging it. Yeah, I'll post it when I plug this episode.
That'll be fun.
It's a really fun picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, thank y'all for listening. Enjoy a nice beer. Do some barbecuing this weekend. Enjoy your summer.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there, absolutely.
Don't drink and drive.
No. Of course not.
Especially in today's world with Ubers and everything. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, if you get drunk and bang an ugly girl, like, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hate on you.
No, I won't. I'm all for that. I love that. Yeah. I think that is something you do in the summer of pals. Thanks for listening to Bits and Pieces. If you like us, subscribe, review. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.